This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Wednesday, the 21st of October, so we are now officially two-thirds of the way through the month of October and 1 month into the fall season for 2020. I'm Doug Stelios. This is 2020 Headline News for 2020. Why do you suppose they call the TV show 2020? Is it because it's clear, like as in your sight?
Vision.
2020. It's vision, right? We're looking into some big-time deal. Although most of those shows now have become nonsense. Have you noticed? 2020, 48 hours, all those other solemn.
Aren't it's they like, kind of like investigative tabloid now?
Yeah, exactly. Kinda, it's like murder into.
It's always like a couple who on their honeymoon on
wife.
A cruise.
Right, yeah. One of them loses her left leg, and then so it goes on from there.
One of them is overboard.
Yeah. That's the voice of Victoria Keelan, who's here, along with the voice of Jennifer Horn. And, in fact, Jennifer, not only her voice is here, she's here. I'm Doug Steffen with a number of items that are from the COVID column, including the company that's headquartered here in Framingham, Moderna. The vaccine that they're working on could be ready when? Jennifer?
Good question that you were going to lead.
Wow.
By the end of the year,
about
right?
You, baby.
Emergency use.
Right. Well, they're testing it here in Framingham. They're testing it around Massachusetts. But the CEO said yesterday that the thumbs up for use would probably come by the end of the year if you have an emergency, i.e., if you really need this.
A lot of
who's going to decide?
Frontline workers. Yeah.
Well, okay. I think people with compromised, compromised immune systems, people who would want to get this in them right away. I think.
I don't think that's the category. I think that they're starting
front
with
frontlines first.
Yeah, and then teachers, and then I think it goes down maybe
students.
And then regular people, like regular civilians who have compromised immune systems. I don't think that anybody's going to have access to that until next year. I think they're starting with first responders and then hospitals, and then it kind of goes down from there.
All right. So when I say, how much is this going to cost, and who's paying for it? That would be my
question. Does anyone care who pays for anything in 2020? I mean, really? The government, I'm being a little facetious, but, you know, it just seems like at this point we just need to do what we need to do.
Yeah. Well, I think that's probably true. But I'm sort of, speaking of that, you bring me around to something that, don't let me go away from the vaccine that came in the pandemic, but I do want to talk about the complaints that have been lodged about car loans and leases and that sort of thing. There's a study out that suggests that Americans have filed more than 2,800 complaints about their car payments, i.e. they're 5 months behind or something like that. Tough financial situations. So tell me this. In your circle of friends, both of you, Jennifer and Victoria, how many people do you know who are not working, who can't pay their bills? How many people do you know who have moved on to new jobs or who have taken advantage of the fact that there are so many jobs posted? I don't get there's a disconnect in my mind between people who say they're having a tough time. Jobs that are available on, I mean, there's a huge number, huge cache of jobs available in practically every category that you can imagine, and so except restaurants. So why is it that people don't have any money? Because there's so many, there are twice as many jobs available right now as there were 4 months ago, and the unemployment is about 8%, I think, now. And so we have all of this money from the government. So if there are jobs available, forget the money from the government. Let's just talk about the jobs that are available. Why is it that people can't make their... I heard we were talking yesterday about people can't pay their rent. They can't pay the water bill. Why?
I think it's not that simple. I think that depending on what job you have...
I'm hungry. I want to get some money to eat.
Right, but if you have a career where you've been paying into unemployment, which has happened to several of my friends, they got furloughed. Some of them are still furloughed. So they, if you take a job, you lose your health insurance. So if you're furloughed, you're not making money. You're allowed to collect unemployment, but it allows you to keep your health insurance. So you, people are in a horrible predicament where they have to choose between, if I get a job at the grocery store, which a lot of people don't want to do because they don't feel like it's safe, but if I get a job that's, you know, something that's posted around town, then I lose my health insurance and it's not worth it because you're putting yourself in danger, in you're exposing yourself to other people, and you're taking away your health insurance at the same time. That's actually happening to several of my friends right now. That's the situation they're in. Other people who used to own small businesses who are hoping to get it back or to figure out if they can bring that business back, they're also in the same predicament where they've been furloughed. So a lot of this depends on, and to be honest, these are, you know, more higher income. This is more like upper middle class. So I can't speak to people who had, you know, restaurant jobs, and then I don't know where they are now. I'm not sure. But just in my circle of friends, small businesses, you know, that's kind of like the chunk of where they're in. And that is a really tough predicament, because if you take a job and you make, I think it's a very small amount. If you make more than like $100 a week, you lose your health insurance.
So what's wrong with that picture, though?
Exactly. It's because this is the thing that bugs me so much. This is why when we were talking about this, and I'm, I'm not a Bernie person, would not vote for him, but every single time he said, but I'm just saying, like, I don't want anybody to think, I know everyone already thinks I'm like the crazy liberal on the show, but I'm not. But anyway, but what I'm saying, though, is that employment and your health insurance should not be tied together. And this is a huge problem that we face in this country
that other developed countries
don't face.
I know, but how is it? That's a
very, I don't know. You have to tell me. You have to tell me because
it's cheaper to buy as a group than it is to buy as an individual.
No, but so the government could buy it cheaper than anybody.
Government might be able to buy it cheaper than anybody, but...
But everybody goes, socialized medicine.
Right. Do you want to be on the hook for socialized medicine? I mean, look, I've heard a lot of horror stories.
What does that term mean? Help me with that. What is socialized medicine?
It's the VA for all of us. Imagine all the problems that you complain about every day with the VA and how the VA is screwed up and how people that you know are getting in trouble, you know, are...
Okay, but let me,
issues.
I'll turn it around. I'm on Medicare.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't have any problem at all.
Exactly. My parents have Medicare, too, with supplemental insurance on
top
of it.
So why can't it? So then Jennifer brings up a good point. We all have good
points. But that's Bernie Sanders' Medicare for all. That's exactly what he's been saying.
Is it efficient enough? The larger the Medicare now takes care of, what, the 36 million who are over the age of 65, I think, somewhere in that vicinity. So the program covers 36 million people.
And
so
it covers only certain things.
Can it cover 10 times that many and still do it efficiently or do it so that it works is the question.
You already hear it being tested right now. Blow it up by as many as you say, and there's probably going to be problems. I also know, just very directly, because my mom is on Medicare and I have private insurance, and I know my insurance is a lot better than my mom's. My mom is in a position.
My mom is
in a position where she can only choose from certain doctors. I mean, she needs a cardiologist. She has choice of one. And
so
how many times have you guys heard me complain, oh my gosh, I hate her cardiologist, I wish we could figure out
something else. That's a good question. Why is her Medicare different from Doug's and my parents?
I don't know. Maybe it's something to do with the states that we're all in, but I'll tell you right now, she has one choice, and that's it. So I don't know. I think kind of pulls me away because I know how much better my private insurance is. I can literally decide.
But that makes sense. But wouldn't it be better to at least have everyone covered under the basic option that your mom has, as opposed to not having anything at all? Or being tied to your company that, you know, where like now so many people are caught in the middle. And I'd love to see a stat on this of how many people are actually in the same predicament that my friends are in, but being furloughed and not wanting to lose their health insurance and benefits and then not also working. You know, my family is in Ireland. They have a public option and a private option. The private for some things is actually a lot better than public. And in other things, sometimes the public option is actually better than the private, but at least everyone's covered. My aunt on the public option just went through breast cancer last year and got phenomenal treatment, and they caught it early and she's totally fine. England has the same thing. My godmother lives in France, same thing. thing. You know, all of the Canada, same thing. All of these other countries that are developed countries have a system in place where people are left behind.
I just know that there's a lot of lists that you have to be put on, and I know a lot of people that end up coming to the United States for medical treatment from both Canada and from the UK because they don't want to be placed on a list, because depending on the amount of specialists and what's wrong with them, they're basically given a number.
But that's more the exception than the rule. That's not everybody's care.
Let me get to the bottom line here. I'm not for socialize that word. I don't like the word, but if everybody is going to get some kind of treatment,
well,
you're on socialized medicine, whether you like the label or not. Well,
so.
I don't like the label, but
okay,
I don't know what the label means.
The fact
sometimes.
Is, that's
but
what you're
because
on.
Of that, that's my point. I had a bill for $3,800 being in the hospital for that overnight when I had the TIA about a month or a month and a half ago. $3,800. I don't have to pay any of it. It's all paid for. Now, is that too extreme? Should I have had to pay?
I have private insurance through my husband's company, and we each have a $2,500 deductible per year. Yeah. So you're already so far ahead of where we are that everything's out of pocket for the first $2,500.
His whole life, and a lot of the
you're
going to have.
Yeah.
Not
that's
everybody.
I've been thinking about that. I've been paying
thousands of
dollars a year into Right, yep.
And
all right,
the bottom line is someone that just gets on it, if it's given to every single person, doesn't pay into it at all. And so where does that money come from?
Two new peer-reviewed studies showing a sharp drop in mortality among hospitalized COVID patients. Drop being seen in all groups, including older patients and those with underlying conditions. Physicians, I guess the suggestion here is that physicians, doctors are getting better at helping patients. Wouldn't that be, this is a study that was done at New York University, the Grossman School of Medicine, and looking mostly at mortality rates, not what people were doing, if you go into the hospital and you die, this is what we're talking about. 25% less chance of dying now than, wait a minute, excuse me, 25% chance of dying at the start of the pandemic, 7% chance now. That's a big improvement, but, you know, again, it's because this thing has, among other things, a number of reasons for it. They know how to handle it, they've treated it, they're prepared, but also
testing,
it mutated
also
enough
tracing.
Time.
People get it, they're catching it earlier. Testing and tracing, people are catching it earlier, too.
Yeah. So it's time that we, I think we're back
to. All you
to
have to do is use mouthwash, according to a new study.
I wash with hydrogen peroxide every night, mouthwash. Every night.
Yeah, there's a new study that says that both baby shampoo and mouthwash deactivate coronavirus.
Yep.
Baby
shampoo?
Yep. Like on your head or in your mouth?
I think to you, not. they tested various
watch the
products.
Bubbles come out. I'm forever blowing bubbles.
1% baby shampoo, a neti pot, peroxide, sore mouth cleansers, and mouthwash, and each of them lower the viral load.
I think what we've got here is everybody ought to be getting on to the fact that we're going on the downhill side of this, and we better be working on getting back to as much normal as we can, as soon as we can, in order to save the situation. Regardless of the numbers spiking of people who have it,
people have to be careful and vigilant, and we can get through this.
Take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. It's up to you. This is up to you. If you've abused your body and it's a rotten, stinking mess at this point, that's you. That's on you. It's not on me, but I am going to wear the mask. I'm going to keep wearing the mask for as long as I think it's
necessary. After that airplane study from the Department of Defense, there's no way I'm not wearing a mask. I mean, that's not even the CDC and their BS.
But the other side of it is that we need to get back to our lives. We need to get back to business. We need to get back to school. We need to get back into, I don't know what normal is anymore, because some things are never going to be the same as they were. But it's time we stopped with all of the fear-mongering, the fact that, you know, like everybody's all groused up about Halloween. For God's sakes, have Halloween outside. Use your head. Go trick-or-treating. Use distancing and have some fun. 21 after the hour.
What?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Moment here, because this guy and the group, the Spencer Davis group, had quite a control isn't probably the right word, but influence on me for whatever the reason. There's something about this sound that really sent me when the stuff that came from Spencer Davis, the Spencer Davis group, came out. Crank this up, Phil. Right here, right now. Can't sit still. So glad we're here. Gotta give me some loving. So he passed away yesterday at the age of 81. Came from Wales originally. He wasn't his wife, but domestic partner, 3 adult children. I came from Swansea. I don't know if you've ever been there. You ever been there, Victoria?
No.
Very working class city in South Wales. He was fluent in German, French, Spanish. He was known as the professor to the people that he worked with. He taught for a spell, gave up that career to form the Spencer Davis Group. 1963 was the year. And one of the major players was a teenager named Stevie Winwood. We all know where that took him. I went to a pub in the northern suburbs of Birmingham, Davis said a couple of years ago. Go see the Muffwood Jazz Band, he was told. Sitting down at the piano was this young guy who played piano like Oscar Peterson and sang like Ray Charles. I said, I want you in my band, pal. He said, I don't have a driver's license. He said, don't worry about that. The band had Spencer Davis on guitar, Stevie Winwood on vocals and keyboards, and Muff Winwood on bass. Peter York was on the drums. Peter York was the first drummer for the Beatles, remember?
Pete Best was the first drummer.
So you're right about that. Well, listen, I was close.
Fact Peter, check Doug, Phil. I tell you that all the time.
First names don't always count.
First name and the last name had the same number of letters in it. So there you go. It's easy to get confused. Anyway, they started at the Golden Eagle Pub in Birmingham. I scored several hits throughout the 60s. Keep on running. Give me some loving. Somebody help me. Every little bit hurts. And I'm a man. Is that what we're playing now? Is I'm a man? Crank it up, will you?
I admit to only knowing Give Me Some Love, but I like their whole sound. I like this.
It's a great, great sound. I'm a man. Yes, I am. And I love you so. They also toured with the likes of the Stones and the Who. Stevie left the band to form Traffic in 67. They continued without him, releasing a number of other songs in Britain that were hits. They broke up in 1969. But this music was unforgettable, as far as I was concerned. So sad to have. He's only 81, too. Spencer Davis, gone but not forgotten. Also in that category today, Tony Lewis, who was a singer for The Outfield, has died unexpectedly at the age of 62. Big English band. He was the bassist for the band. The statement from his publicist said he just died Monday near London. This group, The Outfield, formed in 1984, remained active for about three decades. Their hits include Your Love, which we're listening to, All the Love, Say It Isn't So. He also, not only in the group, but he went on to solo act. The album that he did in 2018 was called Out of the Darkness. Is that what this is from, Phil? Crank it up, will you?
No, this is their huge hit, Your Love. Right?
Yeah, this is from their first album.
Yeah, this is their big, big hit. I know this song.
Oh, yeah, it's a big song. Now, I didn't recognize the name at first, but this song. Big, big, big pop hit. So, anyway, he was married 35 years, had a couple of daughters, three grandchildren. Tony Lewis,
just had an Unplugged thing that just came out in May, which is interesting. I didn't know he was still doing stuff.
Yeah. It's 28 after the hour.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are five quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes, so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. 82.8.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump continuing his busy week of campaigning, the president spending part of his day on Wednesday in the battleground state of North Carolina, where the polls essentially show him tied with former Vice President Joe Biden. On Tuesday, the president was in Pennsylvania.
It's a choice between our plan to kill the virus or Biden's plan to kill the American dream, and that's what he'd be doing. Biden will delay therapies, postpone the vaccine, prolong the pandemic, close your schools, shut down our country. And by the way, Pennsylvania's been shut down long enough. Get your governor to open up Pennsylvania.
House Democrats and the Trump administration are continuing talks on a new coronavirus stimulus plan. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Washington politicians continue to play politics over a stimulus relief package for hurting Americans, the president tells Fox News Tuesday he's ready to up the ante.
I would be willing to go more because I think that, number one, I view it differently. We get the money back. The government, it gets the money back ultimately anyway.
What the president wants is more projects that have a return on investment. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows at the White House.
Money's in infrastructure, money in bringing back manufacturing from China to America. Those are dollar amounts that actually are a cost, but they're also a stimulus to our economy that hopefully provide a return.
Democrat Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi signals some progress.
I'm optimistic because I do think we have a shared value. Not many, but a shared value that finally is they want to crush the virus. And that's been a change from even over the weekend when they put forth language that wasn't respectful of what we needed to do.
Both sides will talk again tomorrow. The son of fame actor Robert Redford has died. James Redford, 58, an activist, filmmaker, and philanthropist. His death was confirmed by his wife, Kylie. The grief is immeasurable with the loss of a child. Jamie was a loving son, husband, and father. A statement provided by Robert Redford's publicist, Cindy Berger, read, "His life lives on through his children, art, filmmaking, and devoted passion to conservation and the environment. Liver cancer is the culprit." USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Whoop-de-doo-dee, we're all busy, right? We're slammed everywhere, always busy, going here, doing this. So you'll be happy to know that the water is still coming over the waterfall. That didn't change while you were busy doing other things. The sun will come out tomorrow. What's that song? The sun will come out tomorrow.
Annie.
From Annie, that's right, too. All right, so Annie's not here, but Jennifer is, and so is Victoria. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, gracing our presence. I'm Doug Steffen. You can figure out for yourself whether you think that's graceful or not. Meanwhile, grocery stores. Here we go again, Victoria. Yes,
yeah.
Here we go again.
Mm-hmm.
You thought they'd learned from the first time around. Well, this like the government. The grocery store chains are like the government. So what's going on with them?
Well, they're preparing for the second wave, but now retailers across the nation are already saying that they are scrambling to restock shelves because consumers are panic shopping again. Yeah. So this is like back in March and April all over. Canned goods, flour, yeast, toilet paper, all the things that, you know, flew off the shelves in the beginning of the pandemic.
Why?
Where we People panic buy and they just stock up like it's
Tuesday.
What
are they panicked about? All the numbers are pointing in the right direction. What are you panicked about?
Well, technically, though, they're not. I mean, the numbers of infections are up in every single state, and hospitalizations are
so
up.
So how come people don't have the right information then? Why do they have...
But that is the right information,
believing?
Though.
But they're afraid. Why do they not know
what we were talking about?
I'm not attacking you. I don't understand people just don't think
about
stuff.
But the numbers are up in every state, and hospitalizations are up in every state.
But less
that's all anybody
are dying.
Needs to... To most people, that is what they know, and that's enough for them to say, the second wave is hitting, some people are predicting that it's going to be worse than it was in July, and so this is why people are stocking up again and panic buying.
And what are they predicting about when you say worse? What does that mean? More people have it? Okay, so
yes, more people
are more
have
people
it.
Dying? No.
We don't know yet. Well, first of all, we have this second wave. I understand that you feel this way, but most other people don't. So most people are looking at their state's numbers, and most people, you know, who have any kind of compromised immune system, they are worried about this. And a second wave hitting in the fall, which is what was predicted from the very beginning, end of October, beginning of November, we're right in that time frame now, and the numbers are showing exactly what the patterns were predicted. Will fewer people die? I hope so. Everyone hopes for that.
The stats are showing that. We were just talking about that.
Right.
I want to know who's...
I understand that, but still, hospitalizations are up, and ventilator use is now crawling back up again. So the bottom line is, people see those statistics, and that's why they're panic shopping at grocery stores. Grocers, for whatever reason, can't keep up with this a lot of people care about their health, and I'm one of them.
I'm not suggesting they don't care about your health, but for God's sake.
Can I give you a different perspective?
Yeah, go ahead.
So I had it, and we talked about this, but for those who are just hearing this, I had the coronavirus. My family had it. People that I work with had it. And I think I told you guys the first thing that always, like, sinks in is the fear. When you get that diagnosis, you're like, oh, my gosh, what's going to happen next? And I think I told you as well that I wanted to, like, write a book, what to expect when you're expecting the coronavirus, like they do for women who are pregnant, not knowing what to expect, because you feel like you have a time bomb inside of you because of all the fear that percolates around you and all the worst case scenarios that you hear. That being said, right now I have a very good friend whose family is infected with COVID, and her grandfather is having a really tough time and is in the hospital. And they're in the same predicament right now where they can't get in to see the grandfather. They can't go in and try to offer care and try to be an advocate for that person, which I am totally against. I think it's inhumane. There should be
sign a waiver, let the person in.
Sign a waiver, let somebody in so that someone can be there to advocate care. But just in talking with her yesterday, her family wasn't even aware what kind of treatment the grandfather was on. And this is part of the problem when you can't have a patient advocate. Instead of worrying about buying toilet paper, I think what we need to be doing is starting to tell people what to do if they or their family have the diagnosis so that they can deal with it. It's not – toilet paper is not going to help you stay alive if you're diagnosed with COVID.
Right.
So the fact that people are – panic buying and all of that seems a bit over the top. But what would be really helpful is to say, hey, if your loved ones are in the hospital, ask for remdesivir. Find out what their course of treatment is. Have your loved ones been offered a steroid? But most of the information that's out there is about panic buying toilet paper and basically living in fear.
There
are
more
usable news media information.
I feel like
that would be really, if we're talking about really helping people when they're dealing with a really serious crisis, because the truth is when you get this or your family gets this, it becomes more personal and you become more scared. Yeah. And it's much less about toilet paper and Clorox wipes at that point than it is about what do I do to make sure everybody survives it.
Right, but the people who are panic buying, and I don't agree with this at all. I think panic buying is just stupid. But people are buying. But Stu Leonard's, I don't know if you guys have that on the West Coast, but it's a boutique kind of grocery chain here in the East Coast. And so the guy who's the head of it was interviewed yesterday, and he said that that they're already struggling to stock up major brands like Clorox and Bounty and Charmin. They're having a hard time getting them and accessing them. He said that the American consumer has increased their grocery spending each week has increased by 17%. And so
they're not going out to eat as much. That's
true as well. And so a lot of the grocers have reported that customers are asking if they can purchase the freezers that you find, you know, like industrial freezers, for a second freezer to have in the garage or whatever, to stock up on meat is apparently the main concern that is cited. They're stocking up on frozen meals, frozen pizza, anything that can be microwaved quickly. A lot of families are also reporting that if they have kids in college, that they anticipate that the colleges will be shut down, that the college kids will then be sent home, so they're trying to stock up on more food. I get it. It's they're trying to have a plan, and I don't have kids, so like I don't have to plan for anything more than my husband and me. But families with kids in multiple schools or whatever, you know, I understand that they don't want to get caught by surprise. Truthfully, Lewis and I were totally caught off guard by this in March. We didn't take this seriously in terms of, like, you know, we stayed in and we social distanced and all that. But we didn't think that the panic buying was as real as it was. We could not get food delivered. We went to different pharmacies, CVS and Rite Aid, anything that was around us, and bought any shelf-stable food that we could find, because you couldn't find anything in the grocery stores. If that happens again, I mean, it was like living in the Soviet Union. It was insane.
Here's the reason that it has changed to a point. One of the things that's happening that's sort of interesting to see is a related story here, the shortage of mason jars, because of the number of people who have gone to farms and are pickling things, which you buy, you know, either, you know what the canning jars are, right? Doesn't everybody know
mason jar,
what the mason jars are and the lids and stuff? So there have been a flood of requests to sell these jars and lids. A lot of people have stocked up because they've gone to the farms this summer. They have bought all of the various things that you can either freeze or you can pickle, and that's what they're doing. People are learning how to do that. There are a lot of books flying off the shelves that teach people how to pickle or to prepare or how to, you know, freeze, whatever it is that has allowed you to take food from the local farmer and process it so you can save it. And that's what's gone on. And so the fact that we're at the end of the season in the northern part of the country, that's one thing. If people are thinking it through, hopefully that's one of the reasons for this, because they don't have food from the local farmers anymore. So where do we go? We're going to go to the store. What happened last time? We ran out. So we'll buy more this time. I get that. One of the other things, the ancillary things to this, ladies, is that because of, and this is this is a thread of farmer reality, the deal with all of the aid and stuff and where it went or where it didn't go, more importantly, there are a lot of smaller and mid-level producers of beef, for example, who have gone out of business because they didn't have the money to survive, and the prices have gone yo-yoing up and down. I know a farmer who killed a dozen milk cows in order to pay his bills, dairy cows. Normally they don't get killed till the end of their life cycle, where they don't produce anymore. But this guy just needed the money, and the price for regular dairy cows on the beef market is very high right now because no beef around, because most of the beef people have either gone out of business or been compromised, had a real tough year, and they didn't get much help from the government because all the money went to the wrong places. So now what we're doing is getting beef coming in and poultry and pork from other countries. And you know what that means. We don't have, the government has not required that beef be labeled as it comes from either Bolivia, all in the South American West. There's lots of beef that's grown, shipped up here. You don't know where it comes from. You don't know what's in. You don't know anything about it. And so there are a lot of people who are questioning the use of beef at the moment, because at least some people know what's going on. That's the kind of stuff that's the behind the scenes, Victoria, of all of this. And so I appreciate the fact that, yes, there is, and you have given us that info on the panic buying, but there are different, there's some of the same, but there are also different reasons now, including the farmers that we all now patronize. This was the best, my friend Tom Hansen up the street, the best year that he's ever had under the country. He's had control of the farm for about 23 years from his dad, and his dad had it from his grandfather, and this has been the best year he's had on the farm in 23 years.
What does he do, though? What does that mean? Like, did he run a farmer's market stand?
He expanded, yeah. He expanded his offerings, grew a lot more stuff, sold everything out, has had some agritourism. They had a large sunflower area where people could go and just sit and watch. Look at the beauty of these sunflowers on the side of the hill.
Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Instagram pictures. Yeah, that kind of stuff. Yeah, yeah, right. So, anyway, this is something that we need to kind of hold on to a little bit here. Now, why under the circumstances would there be jewelry sales on the rise? What's fueling that? People complaining about
money.
Well,
if you can't
get
toilet paper, you just
go buy jewelry. Yeah.
Barter with the earrings. Why not? Uh-huh.
Well, if you can't travel, then that's essentially, they say that fine jewelry sales are up 10% in August alone, and that's over the previous August. And so Signet Jewelers, which owns K Jewelers and Zales, which I don't consider to be like high end, but
not high end
I guess
at all.
They're but they sell diamonds and they sell
people. Yeah, they sell nice gems. Yeah.
They sell diamonds and engagement rings, wedding bands, things like that. And so they say that their sales are up 10.9% compared to a year ago. And they say the reason for this is, you know how we've been talking since the beginning of this of how economically what shape the recovery would look like. Some people thought it was going to be a V, and then other people said it was a W. It
now it's
like
a marquee cut diamond.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Now they're saying that it's actually a K, which I have no idea what
K
that
jewelers.
Actually. Yeah. So, right. But they're saying that the wealthiest Americans are quickly rebounding, middle and lower class income houses are not. So jewelry sales amongst the wealthier Americans are way up because they're not traveling. And so De Beers, which is the biggest diamond company in the world, they say that they've seen sales go way up as well, and that people are buying engagement rings, but they're adding to the size of the diamond because they're not taking
ridiculous.
A trip.
I'm doing quarantine all wrong.
What a waste of money. Buy cubic zirconium. Nobody knows the difference. What are you buying diamonds, spending billions of
make
dollars?
Make sure you wash the blood off before you put on your finger.
What?
Well,
not,
CZ wouldn't have that, yeah.
No, the blood is blood diamond.
From the blood
right.
Diamond.
But yeah, the, no. Yeah, but for some people, I'm with you, Doug. I don't like regular diamonds, but whatever. But the reason for that.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend, though, aren't they?
Well, I have diamonds, but I don't, they're lab grown. I don't like, you know, they're not blood diamonds, but whatever. But the point though is people are not spending on vacations. And so they're adding to the size of the diamond and they're doing more jewelry gifts and they're treating themselves if they can't actually take a luxury vacation.
How about doing something practical like giving to some charity that's
oh, wouldn't that be nice? I know.
Yeah. How about we do that? 48 after the hour on the DJV program. Maybe this is a way to help people. You could buy some My Pillows and distribute them around in neighborhoods where people are having a hard time, right? Maybe even give to the this is a little facetious. Let's buy some pillows and give them to the homeless there in L.A., Jennifer. How about that?
That'd
go
be
to
good.
My... You what?
That'd be great. I like that.
It would be, yeah. All right, go to My
Travel
Pillows. Yeah, right. They have them. MyPillow.com.
I know. I know they
good.
Do.
Good. Travel pillows, pillows for your tush. Pillows now, they're on sale. Fabulous sale. King size and standard size and queen size pillows on special right now. One of the things that happens when you become a customer of MyPillow, you find it a lot easier to save a lot more money. So right now you can save up to 66% on the products using the code DJV. All right, promo code DJV. Normally, the standard and queen pillows are $69.97. You get them now for $24.97. The king size, usually $79.97, now $29.97. Use that promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Don't forget the sheets, too. You get two for the price of one. Two packages of sheets, two sets. Get that deal as well from Mike Lindell at MyPillow.com. Make sure you use promo code DJV, 10 before the hour.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's Tech Talk time now on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is here, having done the research on a couple of big stories. I'm Doug Steffen, just along for the ride. So, what can you get for $6.99 a month from Google now, Victoria?
Well, I think a lot of people have been doing, as we know, during the pandemic, lots of different hobbies have come to the surface. And a lot of scrapbooking has become a thing where people realize, you know, I've got some downtime. I have thousands of pictures stuck in my camera phone or in the cloud, and none of them are printed out, and you can't enjoy any of your pictures. So Google came up with kind of a great idea, actually. For $6.99 a month, you get your 10 best photos per month, and they will print them out and mail them to you. And so you can use machine learning to automatically select 10 of your best photos, and then they print them and send them right to your door. So you can give, if you're a subscriber to this new service, you can give directions to the algorithm so you can prioritize people and pets, landscapes, or you can also choose a little bit of everything. And it will go through, and using artificial intelligence, it will rate the quality of each photo. So it's kind of fun to see what AI thinks you look best in, you know. So it uses machine learning, and it essentially will measure out the different angles of your face, if it's a if it's a portrait, the lighting, it will measure out all of the things that it qualifies as a quote unquote great photo. And so then it will automatically pick those 10 and mail them to you. So this comes, you can either do it as a postcard or as a standard 4x6 inch size. They are also going to do monthly deliveries. They've got different options. You can control what photos you get, how they look. You can edit your photo selection as well. You can choose matte or glossy finish. You can add a border. You can, they also have scrapbooks. So if you want to make a whole photo album, you can do that as well. They announced the premium print service. And so during that, if you're a member of that service, then they add Walgreens and CVS and Walmart to the same day printing. So you can go through the whole process where Google Photos will select and order the prints, and then you can actually go to your local Walgreens or CVS or Walmart and pick up your prints the same day. And so they, like I said, they're also offering these really nice canvas prints if you want to enlarge them and hang them on the wall, photo books, things that, you know, people have, and I'm guilty of this as well, I probably have thousands of photos that are just sitting in my phone, and we don't really have anything printed out. And a lot of people are feeling that, you know, with the camera phones, which are wonderful, but, you know, digital photo printers are now on the rise. Polaroid cameras are back. Polaroid film is back. Digital picture frames.
That's cool, actually. That's cool.
It is cool. I have a Polaroid camera, too. And so the digital picture frames are also really nice because it looks like a nice picture frame that you can put on display, but you can shuffle through all of your photos. So it will constantly be changing, and it's like a photo slideshow. And so those are really popular now, too, because people have gotten to the point where they want to see the photos, and they want to see them on display. So for $6.99 a month, I think this is probably going to be a really popular program. It's just called Google Photos.
There it is. The scoop from Victoria Keeler. Now let's get the scoop on a 30th anniversary from the Geek Outers.
The Geek Out.
Not to make anybody feel old, but the 35th anniversary of Mario Kart was recently celebrated, and to mark it, Nintendo has released Mario Kart Live Home Circuit, which is basically Hot Wheels for Gen Z. You get a physical miniature kart with either Mario or Luigi and some gates, and you set up your own race course on your floor. Then you use your Nintendo Switch to control and have some very unique augmented reality experiences. Like the video game, your competition is AI-operated and can and will take actions to knock you off course, literally causing your real kart to crash. It's very interesting, on sale now for $99, and a cool gift idea. We've tweeted links to reviews over at The Geek Out.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
All right, let's get the story on this big antitrust lawsuit against Google, Victoria.
Yeah, so we had some good Google news with Google Photos. Here's some bad Google news. The U.S. Department of Justice has filed an antitrust lawsuit against the company, claiming that they hold an illegal monopoly with their search engine. So the lawsuit accuses Google of harming consumers with its business contracts and agreements by stifling competition. One example would be that the company's contract with Apple to make Google the default search engine on all iPhones. So the Justice Department is arguing that competition has suffered because of this. Not really sure where this is going to go. However, this will likely drag on for many years, which is something that people are all suspecting will happen. So this is valued at $1 trillion now. That's Google search engine. So we'll see where it goes. But again, this is going to be years in the making.
Maybe we have to get a loan from them to pay off the debt. All right, so there it is, Tech Talk, info from technology, the world of technology we can all use.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be
be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.